Good morning, good morning. This is Minister. This is good morning, good morning. This is Minister Cynthia Cox, residing here in the Bronx, New York. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we want to thank you for this beautiful day. We come to you today with a humble attitude for all you have given us. Our hearts are filled of love and gratitude. Thank you for this time to offer our thanksgiving. Thank you for the Dearly Own family. Thank you for Authors International. Thank you to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Robinson for their vision for the TMC call. We give a special thanks for the speakers who are going to download the information to us this morning. Thank you for the TMC family guests who join us. We pray for the sick and the shut-in. Go by the nursing home and the hospital and the operation room and this morning, Lord. And then everything's going to be all right. Pray for bereaved family. God is good. It's good to be good. It's good to do good. God is good all the time. Not sometimes, but all the time. Go out and have a safe, enjoy Thanksgiving. Each and every one of us, Lord, today will be grateful that you have done for us. In the name of Jesus, let us all say amen, amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away, Minister Boone. God bless you and have an awesome night.
And you have an awesome day as well, Minister Cynthia. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning. And we give God glory for this glorious, glorious Wednesday. And I thank God for you praying for us. You know, God is so awesome in all his doings. And I want to join Minister Cynthia in saying welcome, welcome, welcome to each and every one of you to the Master's Call, which we call our telecommunication sanctuary. I'm Minister Brenda Terrell, and I reside in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, but I am talking to you from Humble, Texas, and I'm so grateful that each and every one of you joined us this morning. And if this is your first time with us, we thank God and we give a special warm greetings to you. Now, just to give you a little history about this call, we started back in October 2010, and it was started by two anointed and appointed women of God, destined for greatness, I tell you, and we're so grateful that they said yes to this call. And they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Now, we call Dr. P.K. Roberts Dr. Dimples or Miss Super Fantastic, and we call Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon our Mother Eagle. So we're so grateful that these women of God have poured and poured into this call. And here today, 5 years plus later, we are still here. Now, we're here Monday through Friday, every Monday through Friday at this same time. So we encourage you to invite your family and friends to join us because we're here to glorify God each and every Monday through Friday. Now, this call was created with the scripture, Psalm 88:13. It says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also have a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So, again, invite your family and friends to join us because this is a good way to start your day. We encourage you to visit our website as well, and it is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And all messages have been archived there, so anytime you want a fresh word from the Lord, you can always go back there and get one because I'm telling you, powerful messages are archived on that site, as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, we're here celebrating and thanking God because this year in 2015, you'll see that it says, the theme that we have, it says, in 2015, and we got, what, a month and a half left, if that long? It says, in 2015, through me, miracles, signs, and wonders are seen. Yes, and we're so grateful to God because he is doing miracles, signs, and wonders in this very day and in this very hour. And if you would like, you could submit your web information about whether you want prayer requests or praise reports. and it is to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And also, you might be interested in being a part of this ministry. You might want to be a greeter or a hostess, what I'm doing now. I'm telling you, we have a blessed time in the Lord in this ministry. So we invite you to be a part of us, and you can submit that information again to info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or yours truly will get with you. Now, many of us are distributors with a phenomenal health and wellness company called Artists International, and I tell you, it was started by the Diaz de Leon family 25 years ago, and we're so excited because we're launching out this new product called the 72-Hour Weight Loss System, and we're in the 72-Hour Weight Loss Takeover as we speak. So if you want more information about that, get with the person that invited you to this call. Or you can get on the new morning motivational call, which is held right after this call, because we got a power couple that will tell you on our Health Awareness Wednesday about the 72-hour weight loss system. And that number is 530-881-1300. Again, it's 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. Again, 539-598-POUND, and that's right after this call. Now, listen, we're so grateful that we have a wonderful, wonderful woman of God, and she's a part of our team, and it's Pastor Candy Gelino, and she is a woman of God whose husband went home to be with the Lord. And we as the TMC family want to show our love by sending a love offering. So we're asking you, if you would like to be a part of that, and you have to next month to the December 2nd, I believe it is. If not, it will be corrected, December 2nd. You can send your love offering, and no gift is too small, okay? And it is send it to the PayPal account, Dr. Vanessa, ppd@yahoo.com. That's DrVanessa. P.P. Paul David at yahoo.com. And, again, your love offering will be greatly, greatly appreciated. Well, I'm getting out of the way because I know we are all ready to hear a word from on high. We have a man of God, I tell you, that's just such a blessing. He's not a stranger to this call, and we're so grateful to God that he is truly a part of us. And he is none other than Pastor Chuck Brown II. He has a heart for the world. He is married to the love of his life and best friend, Marcia Brown. And together they are raising two extraordinary children, Charles III and Christina Eve. Now, back in 2004, Pastor Chuck founded Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center in Kenner, Louisiana. And the Lord has blessed this ministry to grow in leaps and bounds, with a cutting edge. And, you know, he's got a contemporary style of worship, and we thank God for that. It's designed to win the lost to Christ and to help believers grow in their faith. And when you hear this man of God, you'll see what I'm talking about. Pastor Chuck is an author. He is a singer and songwriter. He's a music producer, and he's a businessman. He often states, "My number one priority in life is making others better." That's what drives him. Not only is he an author, singer, songwriter, music producer, and businessman, he is a man of valor. He is anointed and appointed. He is a man who stands on the word of God, who proclaims the word of God in such an awesome and strategic way. I introduce to some, present to others, none other than the phenomenal Pastor Chuck Brown out of Kenner, Louisiana. Are you there, Pastor Chuck?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning to you,
can you
man
hear me?
Of God.
Take okay.
it.
Great.
Yes, I can.
Great,
sir.
Great. God bless you, Minister Brenda. Minister Cynthia, we appreciate your ministry, your service, all that you all have done, and the spirit of excellence in which you carry yourselves. We also pay respect to Dr. B.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa, two women that have so much love, admiration, and respect for. We praise God for you and pray for you daily. I want to get right into what the Lord has given me today to share with you. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, I'm going to look at verses 7 and 8 and then verses 18 and 19. 1 Samuel 30, 7 and 8, and verses 18 and 19. Out of the New Living Translation, it reads, "Then he said to Abiathar the priest, bring me the ephod. So Abiathar brought it, and David asked the Lord, should I chase after this band of raiders? Will I catch them? And the Lord told him, yes, go after them. You will surely recover everything that was taken from you. Verse 18, David got back everything the Amalekites had taken, and he rescued his two wives. Nothing was missing, small or great, son or daughter, nor anything else that had been taken. David brought everything back. So we're in the series we started on last week that has me excited about my future, and hopefully has you excited about yours as well as our today. And this excitement comes from the knowledge that God is the champion who never loses. He's always victorious. He always wins. And because he is victorious and I'm connected to him, I therefore can declare that I too am victorious. Because I'm connected to him, I am always a winner. What appears to look like loss is misleading because I have inside knowledge that the game is fixed. And that's the name of this series, The Game is Fixed. And we shared how fixing games gives one team an unfair advantage over the other. It is the deliberate attempt to control the outcome of the game. And here's where you should give God your best praise, because every time you enter any battle, you actually go in with the assurance of victory. Today I want to enlighten you regarding loss. I want to talk about loss. And the thing that I want you to get, is an understanding of what loss is. Loss comes in many forms and can be very debilitating. It's draining, especially right after the heels of a complete victory. Here you are riding high because you're on a win streak, and all of a sudden a loss occurs. It messes with your mind. It discourages your spirit. It pushes you towards conceding. And watch this, giving up on the rest of your season. But the devil wants you to think that loss, L-O-S-S, means that you've lost, L-O-S-T. He causes you to think in a delusional fashion, and let me tell you why. It's because the devil wants you to make a mistake in crisis. David was in this place where he was facing a crisis of massive proportions. A crisis is a time of intense difficulty, trouble, or danger. And think about the scene that David encounters. He's the leader of a band of misfits. They come home to nothing. Their wives have been taken. Their children have been stolen. Their cattle have been taken and their property burned. They have nothing. They've lost everything. They possess nothing but have lost all. Everything they held dear to them. And it's in...
Pastor Chuck, we're losing you. You're not coming in clear anymore. Hold on, Pastor Chuck. Pastor Chuck, you're not coming in clear. Hold on, folks. Let me let him know. You're still coming in very unclear. Not sure what's going on. Okay. It's still not clear, so. Okay. Pastor Chuck, it's coming in real muffled, and I don't know if you're traveling or staticky, but we're not able to understand anything right now. I think he's hanging up to call back in, so if we can hold on for just a second, folks, we'll get it together. The Lord is good. Praise God. The game is fixed. Remember that word, and we win. So, Pastor Sugar, if you could call back in, maybe we'll get a better connection. Okay, I just see he left the board.
Okay, can I hear? Okay, great. Okay, go on. I do apologize.
It's okay. The game is fixed and we win. Please continue.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So we're in the place where David was facing this crisis, and you have to be careful how you respond to crisis, because if you make the wrong decision in the crisis, it's going to affect the outcome of your season. It either leads you to a place of delusion or to a place of victory. And especially with believers, the devil will cause you to mess up your entire life by acting as if you're not on or in a crisis. I see it happen all the time where people who love God, they get in trouble and get blinded by what they hope will happen. All the while they do one of these things, they either take the ostrich approach and deny that the problem exists. This is where they say they put it in God's hands, but really, they don't even acknowledge that there's a problem. And God doesn't take issue with you stating what it is that you're facing. Moses didn't tell us, okay, y'all, stop tripping. There's not a Red Sea in front of us. That's not a massive army of Egyptians chasing us. No, he acknowledged that they were in trouble. And David did not deny that they had experienced serious loss. If they don't deny that the problems exist, what other folk will do is they'll do whatever it takes to evade the problem. They get high, they get drunk, all in an attempt to avoid the issue as if avoiding it will make it go away. And then you have those who think they can handle everything themselves and refuse to seek help. Let me tell y'all something. If you think you can solve every issue in your life by yourself, you are in for a life of pain, a life of shame, and a life of emptiness. Others still play the blame game. They blame everybody else for their problems. They blame society. They blame genes. They blame their upbringing. They blame their pay grade. They blame their race and their age. But here's the one response that secures defeat. When you fail to explore every possible solution, because nothing will work anyway. All of these are the wrong responses, and they will assure that whatever crisis the enemy brings to you will overtake you. Be careful how you handle crisis, because your response determines whether you win or lose. And when David and his men returned home, obviously they were upset, they were angry, they were hurt. The people get mad with David, so their anger is misguided. Isn't it amazing how quickly people will turn on you and blame you for situations you had no control over? And I'm sure David was like, why are y'all about to stone me? I was out there with y'all. We were all gone. My wives and kids and property are gone too. So in facing this uphill battle where the enemy struck first and hard, David had to do something. And that's what I want to highlight today. And then if I didn't say it, today's message is entitled, God Said All. God Said All. First thing I want you to get is based out of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, which reads, I'm getting New Living Translation, the temptations in your life are no different from what others experience. And God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, he will show you a way out so that you can endure. Number one, whatever God allows you to go through, he's already prepared the outcome. Whatever God allows you to go through, he has already prepared the outcome. Every building that is erected has to undergo intense scrutinization of its safety plan. It will not be certified nor deemed safe by the inspections board until it's gone through the proper safety protocol. Basically, they don't want you to build something that will trap or kill people if disaster strikes. So in every building, in every hotel, in every skyscraper, you will notice on every floor an escape plan designed by the fire department. And it says this, in case of emergency, follow these directions. And it begins the process of showing you what to do in case disaster strikes. Take the stairs, don't take the elevator, go through these doors. My point is that the escape plan for disaster was planned for before the disaster even took place. My God. That's what God wants us to know, that I will never allow you to go through something without already pre-planning your escape route. Everything that I allow you to go through, I've already made a way out of. This means that every storm, every problem, every test, every trial, every disastrous event in your life has a God-ordained escape route attached to it. He's already mapped your way out. Look, that's how you know the game is fixed, because for every negative report you receive, God has attached a positive outcome called it's all good. May not feel like it, may not even seem like it, but all things, including bad, work together for the good of them who love God and are called according to his purpose. For every issue that's making you cry, God has attached a plan called morning's coming. So even though I'm crying now, joy is coming in the morning. My tears won't even be an issue for me come morning time. Second thing I want you to get, number two, is God's instructions only come after you determine to continue. God's instructions only come after you determine to continue. David was a man. He was the same man who was in the sheep field looking after his father's sheep when a bear came to take one of the sheep away. He's the same man, the same David who was there when a lion attacked the flock. He didn't talk out when that happened, but he fought until he received the victory. This is the same David who faced a giant that others were afraid to confront. The same David who was on a run from his father-in-law, the king, and had to deal with King Saul's demonic temper tantrums. He's now facing yet another crisis. But here's the thing, y'all. With all that David had already gone through and become victorious over, why would he get to this place in his life and quit now? Why would he even think about giving up now? If David doesn't talk out, he doesn't cower in the face of the problem. He acknowledges there's something that has happened, and he deals with his depression. But somehow, some way, he was able to find inner strength somewhere. The Bible says that he encouraged himself in the Lord. He found a way to keep going. He found a way to keep pushing. He found a way to keep pressing. He was hurt, but he didn't give up. He was in pain, but he wouldn't give up. He was struggling with this reality, but he did not give up. Can I tell you how he found that inner strength? He simply remembered the last time. He remembered the last time he was broken and how God made a way. He remembered the last time he was in battle and God gave him victory. He remembered the lion and the bear and Goliath. And what he went through was actually preparing him for the next crisis. See, he's at another level now. Each level has a crisis included in it that determines if you are ready for the level after this one. Remember how God delivered him out of the mouth of the lion and out of the paw of the bear? God gave David strength. Remembering that, it allowed him to have the inner fortitude to keep going. Remembering how God told him to get 5 stones but only had to use 1 to kill a giant gave David fortitude. And it was that inner strength and that fortitude that allowed David to encourage himself. But as much as I've read the scripture and preached on it and taught on it, it wasn't until I was studying for this sermon that I really got something out of it that I had never seen. It wasn't until after David encouraged himself that God told him what was going to happen. See, God knows us well. To be honest, he knows that those who are not determined to run on despite what they face will never believe what he says anyway. So if you're always quick to quit, why would God tell you to pursue? He knows you won't do it anyway. He waits to see if you're going to allow your storm to dictate your reaction. He waits to see if you're going to allow your disappointment to dictate how you praise him. He won't give you victory over a situation that you've allowed to take over your heart. God is looking for people who are determined, who are strong-minded, people who are strong-willed and resolute in their faith. I cried tears, but not enough to leave. I was down in my spirit, but not so down that I wouldn't praise God anyway. Is there anybody on this line this morning who's going through anything, but you're willing to push past your feelings and give God glory even in loss? It wasn't until David encouraged himself that God said to pursue. It wasn't until after David said, you know what, God, I know you're still with me, but I won't quit, that God said, you shall recover all. Don't quit because God has something to tell you, and he'll never reveal his plans to quitters. Number three, and moving quickly along, number three, the battle ain't over until what God said would happen actually happens. The battle is not over until what God said would happen actually happens. David asked for the priest to come forth, and he asked God, shall I go after this or not? That's an important question to ask, because there are some things that you lose in life that wasn't the enemy, but it was God. There are some folk who leave your life who God wanted done. There are opportunities you wanted that didn't happen because God didn't want it for you. So God tells David to go after it, pursue it, because you're going to get it all back. And once God says to go after something, you should do everything in your power to do just that. When God said it's yours, that's exactly what he means. When he says the job is yours, then it doesn't matter if they're hiring or not, if the position is filled or not, the job is yours. Now, here's something that's not often explored. David has this band of misfit soldiers, folks, 600 of them, folk who others wouldn't hang with, let alone leave. But while on his way to recovery, 200 of them get afraid and asked to stay where they were. And David honors their request. Y'all got to get this. He didn't get mad. He didn't go off. He didn't start talking about them. He let them go. And the reason why he didn't trip about it is because David understood what we must understand. Everybody cannot go where God is telling you to go. Everybody doesn't believe what you say God told you. Everybody won't believe that you're going to get what you see God told you to get. When you encounter people who are either afraid of your vision, scared of the journey, or doubt what you believe, leave them where they are. You ain't got to talk about them, don't dog them out, and don't let anybody talk to you about them. It's better to have 400 folk who believe in you than 600 flaky folk. Let me tell you, I'm going to sum this point up. Move with those who move with you, all right? So they keep it moving, and then they encounter someone who's crucial to them receiving what God promised them. There was an Egyptian slave who was done wrong by the same folk who took David's stuff. This man was essential to the recovery efforts, and this is what you got to get. There are people who God has placed in the path of your life who are key to you getting what God told you. You got to learn to be nice and kind and show love to everyone who crosses your path, because you just don't know that this is the person who's going to be responsible for your promise coming to pass. You can miss your harvest by being mean to those who are assigned to bless your life. And in verse 16, it says David led them, David to them, and they found the Amalekites spread out across the field, eating and drinking and dancing with joy because of the vast amount of plunder they had taken from the Philistines in the land of Judah. This man leads them to the Amalekites, who make the mistake of rejoicing too soon. Don't fool yourself. There are people who are happy about what you've lost. They rejoice in the fact that you're down. They rejoice in the fact that you're depressed and hurt and crying and suffering. But they dance too soon, because right as they saw them rejoicing over David's loss, David and his men rushed in, killed the enemy, and recovered everything that the enemy took from them. And here's the end of the message. God told me to tell you that you need to keep fighting until you get everything that God said was yours. If you don't have it all, then the battle ain't over. If you don't have it all, then you still have a little ways to go. Don't stop praising until you have it all. Don't stop shouting until you get it all back. God didn't say some. He said all. He didn't say some healing. He said complete healing. He didn't say part of a harvest. He said a complete harvest. He didn't say half a promotion. He said a whole promotion. And what the enemy stole from me, he cannot keep. God told me I'll recover all. All of my family is saved. All of my issues are resolved. All of my faith is restored. All of my joy is returned. All. Is anybody, as I turn this call back over to the host, is any one of you ready to get back all of what God has promised you? And you need to give God glory, not for some, but Lord, I thank you that you've given me all. The devil can't keep nothing that belongs to me. He can't keep no word that was spoken over my life. I'm getting it all back. Let me turn this call over. I do apologize for the problem. My family and I are traveling. We're on the road traveling, and I think we just got into a bad area where the signal wasn't coming through clean. God bless you. We love you all.
Ooh, praise God, and we love you, Pastor Chuck. Glory to God, glory to God, for that awesome and profound word. And I will call you back, if you will, to close us out with a benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for being El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, for being the all-knowing, for being everything that we need, oh God. And we glorify you, Father, for this word that you've given us this day, that we are truly blessed people, because all we have to do is trust in you with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. So, Father, we glorify you, Father, for the man of God who poured into us this day. We ask that you pour back into him virtues, blessings, joy, peace, love, everything that he needs, a double portion, Lord God, 100 times over. We glorify you, Father, for strengthening him and his family as they travel. Protect them from all harm and danger. We glorify you, Father, that wherever their feet tread and where their hands touch, Lord God, you'll bless it. And we thank you, Father, for blessing them and keeping them in every way. Father, we thank you for the women of God who started this call, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. We glorify you, Father, for all that you're doing for them, Lord God. This holiday season, Lord, we thank you for pouring into them. And those that are traveling all around the country, Lord, including Dr. Vanessa and her mother, Lord, and Pastor Chuck and his family, Father, we ask that you continue to keep them, Father, strengthen them, protect them from all harm and danger. We know, Father, that the roads are made straight and all hindrance spirits are have to be removed in the name of Jesus. We thank you for restoring Jackie, Lord, as with her healing, Lord God. We thank you for restoring all those, Harold's mother, and all those that are sick and shut in. We glorify you, Father, for Pastor Candy and her family, Father, for keeping them, Father, as they go through the mourning situation, Lord God, but we know that you're the comforter that comforts all, so comfort them like never before. We thank you, Father, for each person on this call. We ask that you continue to bless them in every way this holiday season. We give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, this has been a profound word this morning. I just want to briefly remind you that if you want to share in the love offering, send it to the PayPal account, drvanessppd@yahoo.com. That's Dr. Vanessa PPD at yahoo.com. And also the power couple, King Reggie and Queen Victoria Flanagan, are giving out 72-hour weight loss system training right after this at 530-881-1300. The code is 539-598-POUND. And to hear this playback, you can go back and hear this powerful message again. It's 712-432-1085, and the PIN is 957-677-POUND. Well, I want to say thank you, Minister Cox, for feeding and greeting everyone and praying us through. And I thank you, Pastor Chuck, for such an awesome word this morning. And it's such a profound word. Glory to God for you. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Father, we're grateful for all that we received on today, the prayers that were lifted up, the intercession that was made on our behalf. I ask God that you will bless us and keep us in your care, those who are traveling. Keep them, oh God, safe and protecting them. Those who are sick, we thank you for your healing. We're grateful, oh God, for your manifold blessings, and we're going to be the ones who have the holiday. With that in mind, that we pray.